Welcome back. In this session, we're building a mid-bass system in Ableton Live 12 for that sunrise set emotion, with old-school jungle and DNB energy at the core. And this is not just about making something heavy, it's about making a bass line that can breathe, dance with chopped breaks, and still carry that hopeful, early morning lift without losing pressure. The big idea here is simple. Your bass should feel like it belongs in two worlds at once. It needs the darker, rolling energy of the night, but also a touch of openness, a little more harmonic air, so it feels like the sun is coming up. That means we're not aiming for a bass that is aggressive all the time. We want controlled motion, emotional contrast, and enough weight to hit hard on a proper system. We're going to build this in session view, because that gives us speed, flexibility, and performance energy. Instead of thinking of the bass as one static loop, think of it as something you can play. You'll be able to switch phrases, test variations, and shape the drop live, which is perfect for jungle and old-school DNB where the arrangement often feels like a conversation with the break. First, set up a MIDI track and call it something like MID bass rack. Inside that track, create an instrument rack with three separate chains. One chain is for sub, one is for the mid-bass body, and one is for top mid texture or grit. Keeping these separate is important, because in advanced drum and bass, you want each layer to own its own space. The sub handles the low anchor. The mid layer gives you movement and identity. The texture layer adds presence and attitude so the bass still reads on smaller speakers. On the rack, map a few useful macros. Map one macro to sub level, one to mid to tune or width, one to distortion drive, one to filter cutoff, one to texture level and one to stereo motion depth. That gives you a performance-ready system right away. In session view, this is gold, because now you can shape the bass like an instrument instead of digging through parameters every time. Now let's build the sub properly. The rule here is boring in the best possible way. The sub should be stable, centered, and reliable. If you're using operator, start with a sine wave, set it to mono, and keep glide minimal unless you specifically want slides. If you're using wave eatable, start with a basic wave or sine-like shape and strip away any extra harmonics you don't need. Keep it clean. A good sub in DNB should sit around that 35 to 70 Hz zone, but the exact note range depends on the key of your track. The important part is that the sub stays mono. Use utility if you need to, and make sure the width is at zero on the sub chain. Keep the level controlled too. You want it strong, not unruly. If the sub is peaking around minus 12 to minus 8 dBFS on its own, you're in a sensible zone. Why so careful? Because jungle breaks already have a lot going on. If your sub is messy or too harmonically rich, the whole groove turns blurry. A clean sub gives the kick, snare, and break transient space to breathe. That's what makes the track hit properly. Next, build the mid-bass. This is where the character lives. For the core, use wave-eatable, analog, or operator and aim for a restyle foundation. Two saw waves, slightly detuned, with a small amount of unison, can give you that classic DNB motion. Don't overdo the detune. We want tension, not wobble chaos. Something in a range of 2 to 4 voices, with modest spread, is a strong starting point. After the synth, add saturator. A small amount of drive can go a long way here. You're not trying to crush the sound. You're giving it density, helping it feel larger and more present. Turn on soft clip if needed, and keep an eye on output so you don't lose headroom. Then place auto filter after that. This is where a lot of the emotional movement will come from. Map the cutoff to a macro, and think of the filter not as a gimmick, but as a storytelling tool. In a sunrise track, the bass shouldn't be fully open all the time. In the first half of a section, keep it darker than you think. Then, later, reveal more harmonic detail. That partial brightness is what makes the lift feel earned. If you want a little extra width or motion, add a subtle carse ensemble or facer flanger, but be careful. The bass must still survive mono. This is a key advanced habit. Keep the center solid, and let the movement live mostly in the upper harmonics. If the bass only sounds good when it's wide, it's not ready yet. Now let's talk about the actual writing. In session view, don't make one huge bass clip and call it done. Build a few short clips. Think 2-bar phrases, maybe 4 bars if you need more room. Jungle bass often works best when it feels like it's responding to the break, not just looping mechanically. A strong starting phrase might be this: hit the root on beat 1, leave space, answer on the end of 2, then maybe add a pickup into the next bar. That call and response shape is classic. It gives the drums room to talk. It also creates a sense of musicality, which is especially important for sunrise emotion. You want the bass to feel alive, not just programmed. Vary the note lengths too. Some notes should be short and punchy. Others can be slightly longer so the rhizomes can bloom. Avoid filling every subdivision unless you're intentionally building a rolling pattern. In jungle, less movement in the notes can actually create more perceived motion, especially when the break is already busy. Now duplicate that bass clip and make a few variations. One version can be sparse and dark, another can include a small pickup note or a ghost response after the snare. Another can open up slightly and feel brighter or higher in register. These don't need to be wildly different melodies. Think of them as density states. That's a really useful advanced mindset. You're not writing separate songs. You're writing different emotional states of the same bass identity. As you test the clips, pay attention to how they interact with the break. The bass should leave room for kick accents, snare crack, ghost notes, and top loop shimmer. If the break has a strong fill at the end of a phrase, make the bass answer it instead of fighting it. This is where session view is especially powerful, because you can launch different clips and hear how they sit against the drums in real time. For groove, don't be afraid to place some bass notes slightly behind the grid. Not sloppy, just a touch late on a few accents. That can make the groove feel deeper, especially in jungle where the drums are often sharp and the bass is a little more laid back. If you use groove pool, keep it subtle. 10 to 30% is enough. Apply it carefully, not across everything blindly. Now let's make this evolve over time. Sunrise emotion comes from progression. The bass should change over 8 and 16 bar cycles so it feels like the track is waking up. Automate your filter cutoff. Automate distortion drive. Automate texture level. You can even automate the balance between sub, mid, and texture layers. A great arrangement idea is this. Start with a filtered hint in the intro, then bring in the darker full groove for the first drop, then open the sound more in the breakdown or lift, and finally bring the fullest version in for the last section. It doesn't have to get louder every time. In fact, a subtle increase in harmonic content often feels more powerful than a simple volume boost. That's one of the big sunrise tricks. Partial brightness. Don't reveal everything right away. Keep some darkness in the first half of the section, then let the mids open later. That emotional control is what makes the lift feel real. Once you've got a phrase or two working, resample it. This is where the bass starts to gain character. Record a few bars while you switch clips and move automation. Find the most interesting moments and bounce them to audio. Then drag that into a new track or into simpler. Now you've got a playable bass stab, fill, or response phrase that can sit alongside the original MIDI system. You can process the resampled layer with saturator, drum bus, EQ8, or even frequency shifter if you want a little extra weirdness in the upper harmonics. In jungle, these little resampled fragments can become incredibly useful because they feel like part of the performance, not just another static loop. Now let's do a proper mix check. Put utility and EQ8 on the bass bus. Keep the sub mono. Trim any muddy buildup around 180 to 300 Hz if the break starts to feel crowded. If the distortion gets too sharp, tame that 2 to 5 kHz area. If your texture layer is carrying too much low end, high pass it around 120 to 180 Hz, so it stays out of the way. And here is a really important one. If the bass feels huge solo but disappears in the full track, the problem is usually not more bass. It's usually too much width, too much filtering, or not enough center information in the mid-range. On the other hand, if the bass is crushing the drums, it's probably living too much in the punch zone around 100 to 180 Hz. Keep that relationship intentional. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the sub too harmonically rich. Don't overwiden the rhizomes. Don't write too many notes. Don't distort the entire chain too early. And don't ignore how the bass talks to the break. Jungle and old school D&B are all about that relationship. The bass line is not just a layer underneath the drums. It's part of the rhythmic conversation. If you want more advanced tension, build three states for the bass: restrained and filtered, open and present, and tense and distorted. Then move between those states by section or phrase. That gives you a strong emotional arc without making the track feel overdesigned. You can also use small tricks like a ghost response clip with just one or two notes, an octave jump on the last note of a phrase, or a tiny turnaround note at the end of every 8 or 16 bars. These little details can make the whole thing feel composed for the break rather than just looped. So, to recap the workflow, build your bass in layers, keep the sub clean and mono, make the mid-bass a controlled rhizome with motion, phrase it around the break, use session view clips to create variation, automate the sound across the arrangement, resample the best moments, and always check mono, headroom, and drum balance. If you do it right, you'll end up with a bass system that doesn't just sound heavy. It feels alive. It feels like a sunrise set. It carries that old-school jungle energy, but with enough modern control to work on a bigger rig. And most importantly, it gives you something you can actually perform. For practice, try building a 4-scene bass performance. Make one scene dark and filtered, one scene with the main rolling groove, one scene that opens up a little more, and one final variation with a fill or answer phrase. Use only stock devices. Keep the sub mono. Automate at least 2 parameters. Then test it in mono and against a chopped break. If the bass can stay powerful, leave room for the snare, and still feel like it's rising emotionally, then you've nailed it. That's the sound we're after. The underground pressure stays there, but the horizon starts to glow.